Hello and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center or CCRC often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is 5 deep sources of conflict and how to resolve them in support of the conflict management competency. What comes to mind when you think of conflict? For some people, just the thought of conflict evokes a strong emotional response of aversion, and for others, it does the opposite. Regardless of how we feel about conflict, it is a normal part of everyday life. On its own, it is neither good nor bad. It is how we engage in conflict that will determine how we feel about it. With this in mind, we can see the benefit of preparing for conflict, resulting in more successfully resolving conflict in our lives. Conflict can be destructive and traumatizing when it becomes about personal attacks, and it can be energizing and creative when it is a competition of ideas or solutions. In this podcast, we will talk about preparing for conflict, and we'll examine 5 sources or types of conflict and the skills needed to successfully resolve them. Let's start off by defining what conflict is. According to 2 leading researchers on conflict, Kenneth Thomas and Ralph Killman, conflicts are situations in which the concerns of 2 parties appear to be incompatible. While this straightforward definition of conflict makes sense, it does not seem to capture the emotional experience of engaging in conflict with someone else. The goal of resolving conflict and successfully moving forward should be our objective, and understanding the source or type of conflict will dictate what strategy may be effective. Some skills that are needed for resolving conflict are suspending judgment, active listening to understand the other person and where they are coming from, and emotional intelligence to help to connect and empathize with the other person. If we can understand and empathize with one another, we are able to come to better and more lasting resolutions. When preparing to engage with a conflict, it helps to identify what is important to you in this conflict on 2 fronts: the relationship with the other person and getting your own needs met. When the relationship is more important than getting your needs met, putting your needs second and helping the other person meet theirs is a useful strategy. However, if it is a conflict where getting your needs met outweighs the relationship, then taking an assertive position may be the best strategy. Finally, if getting your needs met and maintaining the relationship are equally important, finding a collaborative path forward would be best. It is the source of the conflict or type of conflict that we are engaging in that will help to show us which resolution strategy is best. Here are the 5 basic sources of conflict and some resolution strategies for them. You will notice that these types of conflict become more complex as we go through them. The first is interpretation of facts. This is the most straightforward and simplest type of conflict. This is when 2 parties simply disagree on the facts of a situation. This can be resolved by checking the data that is in question. It is necessary for both parties to agree on the source of the data, whether it is the final score of a game reported in the newspaper, or production metrics and pulling the data from a work system. In this case, it's the data that will answer the question and settle the conflict. The second source of conflict arises when 2 parties disagree over the methods for accomplishing a task. This is when 2 people may agree on an objective or share a goal, but disagree on how to accomplish it. This can stem from several reasons, for example, different professional perspectives, personal preference, or a lack of trust in others' ability to deliver on their commitments to the project. To resolve this conflict, the parties need to be able to distinguish between their opinions and facts. This can be difficult when passions are high or when either or both parties are experts on the subject at the heart of the dispute. The first step should be to confirm the shared end goal and then to work together in developing a plan to achieve this goal. Included in this plan should be very clear expectations on when and how to communicate with each other, how decisions will be made, and how future conflicts will be resolved. Having a clear and intentional process of how to work together will lead to building trust and provide a structure for accountability in achieving the stated goal. The key skills needed in this process are active listening and the ability to distinguish between opinion and facts. The third source of conflict arises when two people or parties have opposing objectives or different priorities despite having a common goal. This is a common situation on teams and in organizations where people from different functions are working together on a larger project. It can happen in situations where there is internal competition that may or may not be intentionally created, like on a sales team where there is a shared goal of selling a large number of products, but each sales rep is accountable for only their sales numbers. In situations where there are competing priorities, both parties need to have a clear understanding of what they need to be successful moving forward, and they need to be able to articulate those needs clearly to each other with transparency, because hidden agendas destroy trust. For the best resolution to this sort of conflict, both sides need to work together to help ensure that both are successfully creating a win-win solution. This can be time-consuming, as most collaborative processes are, but in the end, you will have laid the groundwork for future opportunities to collaborate and will have built up mutual trust. The key skills needed to resolve this type of conflict are active listening, forthrightness, and honesty of needs, objectives, and priorities. The fourth type of conflict is where things start to become harder to resolve because it is not about data or a process, but is an emotional conflict. When the source of a conflict is the emotions of one or both parties, it can impact every possible situation or interaction between the two people. In this situation, the emotional source of the conflict can create additional ongoing conflicts even after the initial conflict is settled. Emotional conflicts can be difficult to resolve because we focus on situations or issues rather than directly addressing the emotional root cause. Usually, we attribute the conflict to circumstances or specific issues and ignore the often uncomfortable task of facing and dealing with the emotional component at the heart of the matter. This is why, so often, emotional conflicts can go on for a long time without being resolved. Most people are uncomfortable with acknowledging or working through emotions in a work environment. Resolution for this type of conflict requires commitment from both sides to get to the heart of the matter. This may require a facilitator or mediator to help with facilitating the process and to create an environment where both sides feel safe enough to acknowledge their own emotions around what is happening. When resolving this conflict, both parties will need to use active listening to truly understand what the other person is saying and experiencing in the conflict. It also requires emotional intelligence to be able to set their own feelings and thoughts aside while focusing on understanding the other person's. Additionally, for resolution to work, there must be transparency for both parties to speak openly and directly to one another to diffuse the emotional charge of the conflict and to get at the heart of the underlying issue. When resolving a conflict with an emotional source, often the issue that sparked the conflict was a symptom of an emotional conflict, and neither can be resolved until the emotions are dealt with. The key skills needed to resolve this type of conflict are active listening, objectivity, the ability to talk clearly to diffuse emotions, and identification of the root issues. The fifth source of conflict is the most difficult type of conflict to resolve, and that is a value-centered conflict. This is a conflict that arises when two parties hold values that are seemingly incompatible or in direct opposition with one another. It is a conflict that can be between two people, two groups, or with a person and a group that they may or may not be a part of, like a company, community, or organization. This is the hardest type of conflict to resolve, because when dealing with core values, we are also dealing with issues of self-identity. When engaged in a value-centered conflict, it is often difficult to find common ground, including agreement on facts. One example of a values-based conflict is the political polarization in our country today that seems to permeate every aspect of our society. When values are in conflict, they override everything else, because our values are closely tied to our own identity and sense of what is right and wrong. When an individual's core values come into conflict with an organization's core values, it's the organizational values that will override the individual's preference. This often leads to the individual leaving a job or leaving an organization where they had been a member. When finding yourself in a value-based conflict, it is critical to engage in active listening to understand where the other party is coming from. Be open to clarifying objective and subjective viewpoints, and suspend judgment of right and wrong. Doing these things will help to distinguish between a values conflict and a difference of opinion. In resolving a values-based conflict, often the solution is to decide to coexist by agreeing to disagree and moving on. The key skills for resolving a values-centered conflict are active listening, identifying subjective and objective views, and identifying a true values-based conflict rather than a difference of opinion. Conflict can be unnerving for some of us, and it can be exciting for others. But regardless how we feel about it, conflict is a natural and normal part of life. By taking the time to identify the source or the type of a conflict that you may be engaging in, it can point you to a resolution strategy. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFACHQ, Total Force Development at Navy.mil.